From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's prepared to deploy military forces to the border with Mexico to assist local officials as they grapple with the flow of illegal immigrants from Latin America.
We are going to be doing some things. I've been speaking with General Mattis. We're going to be doing things militarily. Until we can have a wall and proper security, we're going to be guarding our border with the military.
The White House indicated the strategy would include mobilizing National Guard units. Mr. Trump decried weak U.S. immigration laws that apprehend people crossing the border illegally, then releasing them into the U.S. He called for stronger legislation. At a meeting with the heads of the Baltic states, he also said a caravan of hundreds of mostly Honduran asylum seekers had been largely broken up heading through Mexico. He called on Mexico and the rest of Latin America to do more to halt such caravans.
But I told Mexico very strongly, you're going to have to do something about these caravans that are coming up. And I just noticed that the caravan now, which is toward the middle of Mexico, coming up from Honduras, is breaking up very rapidly. That's because Mexico has very strong immigration laws, as we should have.
Mr. Trump lamented such caravans, calling it sad for both the would-be immigrants and for citizens of the U.S. In Central African Republic, one U.N. peacekeeper was killed, 11 others wounded, in an early Tuesday attack on a U.N. base in Tagbara, northeast of the capital, Bangui. Stefan Dujarric is a U.N. spokesman.
The United Nations mission has deployed reinforcements in Tagbara. The Secretary General extends his condolences to the family of the fallen peacekeepers and wishes a speedy recovery to those injured.
The UN said more than 20 of the anti-Balaka militia fighters were killed in the incident. UN peacekeepers also discovered the bodies of 21 civilians found near a church. The cause of their deaths is uncertain. This is VOA News.